Chapter 3. These socks are made for walking. Going through the mirror never hurts. It feels like you're walking through air or an open door. When we find our balance, we realize we're on the ground floor of a stone tower. There's a spiral staircase that starts beside us and winds its way up and around the inside of the tower for at least 15 flights, maybe more. There are a few round windows letting sunlight stream in. On the floor, there are piles and piles of copper pots, different-sized plates, drinking glasses, and cutlery. So many piles. It's like we're in a garage where people keep their extra stuff. It's damp in here, like a bathroom after a shower, and it smells sweet and kind of floral. Like the time Jonah dropped Mom's perfume bottle on the floor, Mom was not happy. "What fairy tale are we in?" Jonah asks me. We're in a tower. Which fairy tale is in a tower? Oh, I bet we're in Rapunzel. I spot Robin standing on the other side of the room. Her arms are by her side and she's blinking, clearly confused. "Are you okay?" I ask her. "Abby, am I dreaming?" she asks. "Not exactly," I say. "Where are we?" It's kind of a funny story," I stall. I guess I have to explain. "I woke up and you weren't in your bed," I tell her. "We followed you to the basement and..."
"I thought you were a zombie," Jonah says, holding his arms out rigidly. "It was awesome."
Robin covers her face with her hands and groans.
"I can't believe I sleepwalked."
"I was right. She was sleepwalking."
"You sleepwalked all the way down 2 flights of stairs?" I cry. "Isn't that dangerous?"
"Yes. I haven't done it in years," she explains. "My mom would never have let me sleep over if she thought I was still doing it. And I promised her that I told you and your mom just in case. This is so embarrassing."
She looks around. "But where are we? Is this a room in your house?"
"No. See, when you went into our basement, you..."
"I wonder where those stairs go," Jonah remarks, cutting me off and running to the first step.
"Wait, Jonah, hold on," I call out. "We need a plan. We don't want to scare Rapunzel."
"We don't know for sure we're in Rapunzel," he says, already climbing. "Maybe it's Jack and the Beanstalk."
My brother is obsessed. "No, I'm pretty sure it's Rapunzel," I call. But Robin is on Jonah's heels, and they are already a few flights up.
"Where are you going?" I yell.
"To the top," they both shout back.
You'd think Robin and Jonah were the ones related.
"I'm coming. Be careful."
I've just realized that the stairs have no railing. I follow my brother and Robin up anyway.
So many stairs. They're stone and partly worn away. I bet they'd hurt to fall on.
Good thing Robin isn't still sleepwalking.
"Don't say anything to Rapunzel until I get there," I call up to Jonah. I steady myself against the wall.
"Who's Rapunzel again?" Jonah asks.
"The one with the long hair. She hangs it out the side window and the prince climbs it like a ladder."
My Nana used to read the fairy tales to both Jonah and me when we were younger. I paid attention 95% of the time. My brother paid attention 5% of the time.
"I don't understand," Robin says. "What does this have to do with Rapunzel?"
"That's what I was trying to explain," I huff as I continue to climb. "You see, we have this mirror in our basement, and this fairy, Mary Rose, she kind of..."
"Someone named Mary Rose lives in your basement?"
Robin asks.
"Well, sort of. Huff, huff. I can't talk and climb at the same time. I'll explain when we get there," I say, even though I am not entirely sure where there is.
It's getting hot. This place could really use an air conditioner.
"'Kay," Robin calls. "I'm almost at the top."
"Be careful," I warn.
I've been through the mirror 3 times already, so I know the drill. But Robin is a novice.
Hello,
I hear Robin say in a friendly voice as she reaches the last stair and disappears from view. Where did she go? Who is she talking to?
Who is she saying hello to?
I ask Jonah, since he's closer to the threshold than I am.
Who's there?
I don't know yet,
he replies, and then he disappears from view too.
What's that?
I hear him ask.
What's what? Arr, I need to know what's going on. I push myself up the last few stairs until I'm finally huff, huff, at the top.
I step into a bright attic. There's a small cot covered in a lumpy blanket near the wall. It actually looks more like a burlap sack than a blanket. I feel bad for whoever has to sleep there. Above me, there's a large skylight in the low ceiling, and the sun is pouring in. In the back of the room, a woman is sitting on a bench in front of some sort of contraption. It looks a little like a violin. It has a bunch of strings and a wheel. The woman is wearing black pants and a loose black blouse. She looks about Mom's age. No, older than Mom, but younger than Nana. Her hair is a mix of blonde and gray and is cut short. She is definitely not Rapunzel. She's smiling, but her eyes look flat and dull. I join Robin and Jonah in the center of the room.
Which one of you is the princess?
The woman asks. Her fake smile broadens. It looks less natural the wider it gets, like when the wolf smiles in Little Red Riding Hood. We're not in Little Red Riding Hood, are we? No, I don't see any fangs or fur.
Neither of us is a princess.
I'm careful to keep my tone even. I wish I knew whether this woman was a nice character or a villain. My mind races. I guess I could just ask her.
What's your name?
The woman glares at us.
What's your name? She barks back.
Her very bad manners point to villain. I put my arm around Jonah.
I'm Robin, and this is Abby and Jonah.
Robin says, her voice bouncy. She's still excited about being in a strange tower, I guess. The woman looks back and forth between us, clearly confused about what to do. Her confusion makes me relax a little, because villains usually have a clear idea of their own sinister plans.
I'm Lottie,
she finally says. I think back to all the fairy tales my Nana used to read me. I don't remember any Lottie, but sometimes the characters' names are different in real life, make that mirror life, than they are in the original stories. Robin points to the violin-like contraption.
What is that?
Is it a harp? A cello? A wheelbarrow? Why is it glowing? All those threads, is it making a scarf? Is it a sewing machine? What's that pointy part that looks like a needle?
Sewing needles.
Oh, oh, oh! I shriek. We're in Sleeping Beauty! Yes! The contraption is one of those old-fashioned spinning wheels. It makes yarn or threads or something like that. This is definitely Sleeping Beauty's fairy tale. Hooray! I love that story!
Robin is walking toward the sewing contraption.
Robin, I say. She keeps walking. She does not notice my warning tone. Robin, stop! I yell.
She spins around and bumps the back of her arm into the pointy part. It pricks her right in the elbow. She grimaces. I cringe. Are you okay? I have a bad feeling about this.
That stung, Robin says.
She yawns.
I think it's bleeding. What time is it? It's so bright in here. Why am I so tired?
Oh, no. If she's tired, that could mean... Robin spots the cot and stumbles toward it. She kind of trips over the edge and flops onto her back.
I'm going to take a nap,
she mumbles, her eyes already half shut. Within a second, her eyes are closed completely and she's breathing heavily. She's fast asleep. In the story of Sleeping Beauty, the princess pricks her finger and falls asleep for 100 years. Now Robin pricked her elbow and fell asleep on a lumpy burlap sack. Oh my goodness. My heart pounds against my chest. This is bad. Really bad. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pretty sure Robin just pricked herself right into a sleeping spell.